Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Some of the wildest foods at NFL stadiums coming up with a head chef. Intense meat and potatoes, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Lo and behold, we have one birthday request for today.
One!
It says, good morning. Please give my chef, Jeff, a very happy birthday with the following. A fish sandwich medley, some green beans, dad jokes from Miles about food, and the captain about any kitchen mishaps. Have a great day. That from Stevie, the Packers fan.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I get a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon, and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Cha.
Green bean.
All right, food dad jokes. Let's see. Guys, I got fired from a canned juice company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Apparently, I couldn't concentrate.
That's a food joke, right? That's a drink joke, but we'll let it pass.
Did you guys hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
The restaurant on the moon. Great food. No atmosphere. All right, Jeff, give you a couple more since you're a chef. Why was the meat in the sandwich deformed? Why was the meat in the sandwich deformed?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
Because it's inbred. Huh? All right. And finally, what did the Jedi have for dessert at the Italian restaurant?
Damn.
What did the Jedi have for dessert at the Italian restaurant?
I should know this. I don't know.
Only one Kenobi.
Cannoli.
Cannoli.
Only one Kenobi. Blew the dad joke there.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Hey.
Do you have one?
I was going to say, and I'm going to throw
oh,
one out
captain, sorry.
To our buddy Zach from the Matador. It's his birthday.
Oh, nice.
Okay, very good.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, you'd think that with all the different food products us mascots are responsible for, there'd be endless stories of kitchen mishaps. And, well, you'd be right. The Keebler elves urinating in the cookie batter, Uncle Ben sneezing on the rice, or little Debbie losing her nipple ring in her baked good. But it was a misunderstanding between Tony the Tiger and Miss Butterworth that I'll always remember most. I walked into the kitchen just as Tony was starting to put on a condom. After Miss Butterworth slapped him and said, "No, Tony, I said I need a good fork." Crunch berries.
Jesus.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BG.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Now, today we got, there's some new wild food out there in NFL stadiums. We were saying earlier today, I feel like the baseball park really has the stranglehold.
Absolutely.
On crazy foods, right? We were saying, like, the place of pace of play. I feel like you just eat more at a baseball game.
Sure.
It's also generally, it's in the evening or whatever. But I forgot a huge one. You don't tailgate baseball.
You know what? You're right.
No.
You don't.
No, you rush from work to get there for the weekday games.
And you're right. You kind of make your meal, whatever you're going to eat at the baseball game.
And also feel like if you're taking, let's say it's a Saturday, you're going to take the family. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's still, I mean, look, even with my brother and sister-in-law, right? It's like, yeah, we're kind of eating, but it's like, let's wait till we get to the stadium and try some crazy stuff for a baseball game.
But yeah, you know what? For some reason, I know what I want at a baseball game. I know I want a bag of peanuts. I know I want a big beer, maybe a hot dog, whatever. When I go to football, it's like, I'll take a pizza. I'll take this.
Whatever's quick. Yeah, whatever's easy.
It's here. It's near the section.
Yeah. Again, I feel like, for whatever reason, I just feel like at a football game, it's generally just like a hot dog or pretzel and beer or soda.
I feel, you know, at a football game, I'm eating something because my goal is to consume beer.
And also, like I'm saying, like, Thurl, you know, you went, or you and, well, Mike didn't get a chance to tailgate. He was at a fun museum.
Yeah.
I mean that facetiously. It was a very serious museum.
Yeah.
But Thurl, you've been to Kansas City.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sure there's good food, good barbecue inside of Arrowhead, but those people are cooking full meals out there.
It was unbelievable, man. It was freezing cold outside. We show up and got our Ravens gear. And those people, look, we're playing them tonight, but the folks in Kansas City couldn't be nicer. Oh, you come here for Baltimore? I'm like, well, I came here from Seattle, Baltimore fan. They get over here, eat some ribs, eat some of the. And I mean, they cooked all day. And I cannot explain how good the parking lot smelled.
Yeah. So tailgating food. I read an article about it. Houston, obviously, is pretty big on tailgating.
And listen, I was just at that stadium in January for the national title game.
Yeah.
There is a lot of parking spaces around that stadium.
Green Bay does very well. But the surprise me was, and I've been there, and I've done it, Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Pittsburgh Steelers tailgate, as far as you can have grills, you can cook in the parking lot. And the parking lot is right beside the stadium. It literally is a 40-foot walk.
Oh,
so
damn.
You smell all this food walking in, and all you want to do is go make buddies with a Steeler fan, you know, because you can just smell they're cooking hot dogs, kielbasas, you know, hooking it up.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I'm saying, I think that's also why, like, there is good food in NFL stadiums, but, like, it doesn't seem as prominent as baseball, but also I just completely forgot, like, well, when you're tailgating. Like, we went to LSU, man. We didn't know those people until the night before. I mean, we had so much food at that tailgate. Like, you weren't even hungry when you got in there.
I have friends that have parking tailgate passes for UW. My brother's got one with his company in Pittsburgh. It's kind of crazy. They don't want to give those spots up.
Correct.
So it's almost like you're having your, you know, like your seats.
Right.
Like, they pay almost more for that spot than the season ticket, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's if you get that, you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We used to, back in the day for the Maryland games, we used to have a prime spot, right? Because we had my dad and brother years ago had bought season tickets. But then we didn't contribute enough every year. So they kept pushing us out, but that spot was prime. Basically, if you were going to the stadium from one half of the state, like, you had to walk by our tailgate.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
All right, so these are some of the wildest foods served at NFL Stadium. This year, I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks good, but it also looks massive. Let's go down to Dallas. Technically, I think that would be Fort Worth.
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
Or what do they call that? Arlington.
Arlington.
You're right. The Dallas Cowboys have a 16-ounce Angus burger. Already sounds delicious.
Whoa.
But do you know what the bun is?
Donuts.
Brioche. No.
Texas toast.
It's not a regular bun. It's not donuts.
16-ounce burger.
I don't know.
Texas.
Two pepperoni pizzas.
Oh, whoa.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like two small individual pepperoni pizzas and the burgers on the inside.
I mean,
all right.
Damn, man.
Yeah, I mean,
do I need 16 ounces of burger if both of my burgers are pizza?
Do the flavors work together?
No.
So I get the gimmick, but I'd rather just have a pizza slice and then a burger. Or does it all work? You're like, this is a great combination.
Look, you ever had like a cheeseburger pizza, dude?
Yeah.
It does not taste good. It does not settle with you ever.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Cheeseburger pizza is great.
It's too much.
It's cheese and hamburger.
I can't decide. I think it would be fine. I think it would still taste good. But I'm kind of also with Miles. If I'm sitting around watching all the games and not leaving the house, I'd rather have a burger than later be like, let's get a couple pieces of pizza.
So, Mike, back in the day, Pizza Hut, they had a cheeseburger pizza.
Uh-huh.
It was basically just cheddar cheese and ground hamburger.
Yeah. Sure.
I have had the upscale version of that, where they do a cheeseburger pizza, and then at the end, they throw on shredded lettuce and pickles, and then do a drizzle of either like a dipping sauce or whatever.
Big Mac sauce, Thousand Island.
That is phenomenal.
All right, let's go to Arizona. All right, down there they have the cotton candy burrito.
Oh, I've seen this thing.
I also believe the cotton candy burrito, you can get that currently down at the fair down at Puyallup.
And that's got what other exactly? candies included, right? I think they roll like Skittles and stuff into it.
Right, it's like ice cream, Fruity Pebbles, Skittles, M&Ms, and gummy bears, then all wrapped in cotton candy.
I'm out. Nope.
I mean, basically, if you're not Buddy the Elf or a child, I mean, you know what I mean?
Elf,
like, I've just gotten to the age where I was like, that looks like diabetes and bad teeth.
Just too sweet.
And the textures are just so weird. All right. This one actually sounds pretty good, man. We're going to go to Philly, huh? Oh, Philly. Hey. Cannoli nachos. Chocolate, ricotta, strawberries, bless you, pistachio dust, and caramel.
Ooh.
That might be really good.
Oh, man.
That would so it's be like good. The cannoli shells broken up, and then they put nachos on top of them.
Yeah.
Let's make dessert nachos a thing, people.
Yeah, pistachio dust is the best.
Yeah, switch out the queso cheese for like some ice cream or some chocolate drizzle.
I cover my salmon in pistachio dust every once in a while.
Man. I had to get off that stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
you snort a little, then you put some on, snort another line. It's like cooking with wine.
I was up till 4 in the morning last night on the dust. Pistachio dust. All right. Coming in this one, you two gentlemen might enjoy this. The Ravens. They got a tailgater burger, soft pretzel roll, bacon cheeseburger, kielbasa, crab dip, onion rings, and two chicken wings.
That's too much.
Good Lord,
that is too much.
Well, also, like, how do you eat that?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Why, you know.
Are they got to be boneless wings, quote unquote, right?
I would
correct.
Assume.
Yeah. On there.
Yeah.
All right.
Deconstructing,
like,
you deconstructed needed.
No,
that's like the Jersey Shore was famous. They had a sandwich called a fat bitch, right? And it literally was like a cheese steak.
Snooki on a bun.
Right, and they'll shove, you know, chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks. Like, I think there's a place in Seattle now that kind of does those sandwiches.
Yeah.
So that's what this appears to be as well.
The Baltimore fat bitch.
Yeah, the only one. Credit to Baltimore, right? Like, I lived there for a few years. We all started a show there. Just putting crab dip on anything, it's kind of like, well, all right.
Good.
I don't know if they sell them at the stadium there, but like crab pretzel has to be. I know you can get them at Orioles games.
I can't remember, man. And we're going in December when they play the Eagles.
Oh, Jesus. That'll be a rowdy crowd.
It's going to be cold,
rowdy.
Bro.
It's going to be cold, and yeah. Chicago, who's besides Caleb Williams, the other top 10 pick they took for the University of Washington?
Rome
Odunze. Well, now they have the Odunze dog.
Bam.
Named after him. Jalapeno cheddar dog with Italian beef, peppers, onions, cheddar cheese, and a secret sauce.
Look, I'm sure he's going to do well, but...
Oh, yeah.
That's a gamble, too.
Well, as far as, like, dude has not played a regular season
that's
game
right.
yet.
That's right. There's some players that do really, really well in college that... flare out in the NFL. Like, I'm not going to say that Rome's that guy, but that's a gamble put.
I don't think Rome's that guy.
He will be productive.
If you know who Anquan Boldin is, to me, he is the new Anquan Boldin.
Football side, Mike, I don't know if you've spent any time in Chicago at all.
None.
I have seen...
Just the airport.
I have seen drinks come out that have basically BLTs stacked on top of a Bloody Mary. I mean, the whole thing, like, cut into fours.
Mm-hmm.
Their food is kind of like traditional steak, but then the newer aspect of it is just decadent, crazy type of fair food, like over-the-top stuff at a restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. So they kind of have that food in a brick and mortar. So you walk in, you're like, oh my God, they put a piece of cheesecake on top of a pina colada. And two chicks are sitting there just knocking them down. You're like, man, I want one of those.
Let's go to Indianapolis. They've got one called The Ringer.
All right.
Now, it's a foot-long corn dog to start. Not too crazy, right? You see foot-long corn dogs at a lot of places. But what makes it different here is they coat it in honey and then roll the entire thing in Taki crumbles. Ooh, wow.
Okay.
It's also because it's the Colts, the Takis are blue, which I think is like the hottest flavor. So it's sticking with the theme of everything blue in there when you're at a game.
Can I be this guy? Takis are overrated.
I agree. They're too spicy for me. But don't tell that to children.
I was getting ready to say,
Jesus Christ.
We're saying that because we are old. My son loves, like, I take a bite of one and my entire mouth fills with saliva, right? But he'll mow down a bag.
Yeah. All right, let's go down to New Orleans. At the Superdome, they got to
have something good.
The turducken loaded potato.
Oh, damn.
Right? Now, listen, you could already get a crawfish stuffed baked potato at the Superdome. But that's not enough for some people, all right? This item takes the normal baked potato, gives it, and then a meaty mashup of turkey, duck, and chicken, all loaded onto the base, plenty of cheddar cheese, green onions top it off. This one's even available outside of Thanksgiving season. And speaking of Thanksgiving, Houston, they're selling, you know, the giant turkey legs?
Yeah.
They're selling a stuffed one. Down there at NRG Stadium, right?
Oh,
they cut it open, right? And then they're adding in dirty rice, Cajun brown gravy, green onions.
I would eat the piss out of that.
I mean, you can't go wrong. There's a lot of good things on here. You know, they got a Vienna beef jalapeno cheddar dog, dogadilla down at Arizona. So basically, think of like taking like a quesadilla as like the roll for your dog.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so it's a dogadilla.
Dogadilla.
Dogadilla is also a fun word. and then we'll stop Commanders. I don't know. They call that Commander's Field now or something. They got the Raising Hail Nachos. This basically is a small stadium, right, that looks like the stadium, that they fill with nachos that feature smoked brisket, cheese, jalapeno, and barbecue aioli.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, like, thank you, Miles. That's the reaction I'm looking for.
Oh, my God.
Looks huge.
God.
Yeah.
It's amazing how close the Commander's logo is to UW, too, with different colors.
Yeah. You know what? We could do one down at Lumen Field. They got a foot-long hot dog, all right? But the surprise here, as they say, is the toppings. First, you can get pickled sashimi.
Shishito peppers?
Yeah. Ends in a J-I?
Yeah, I don't know.
Native to East Africa, these slender mushrooms fit the slenderness of the Fletcher's footlong dog, which also comes with braised short rib and crispy onions. Ooh. I don't like mushrooms. I'll be honest with you, that looks like they're psychedelic mushrooms, and you're just trying to eat them on something good.
I missed the whole third quarter.
To me. Oh, I love a lot of things, but some things don't belong together.
Yep. That stadium would be loud. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study revealed that 57% of online content is AI generated. 57%.
Wow.
As if that didn't scare the living daylights out of you in the first place. And that's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. is like, it's getting harder to figure out which sources are reputable.
Yeah. If you listen to our podcast, we're not even saying these words.
No, not at all. No. This is a completely AI-generated podcast.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Except for Ted. Ted is the only person actually here.
Yes, to interact.
Ted refuses to go AI.
The AI men's room.
Yeah. It's kind of weird being in here by myself, too.
They bought the three of us out.
Mike, you sound so real.
Ted couldn't be bought out.
You can't do an AI butt slap.
What is real, Ted?
Oh, man. Not I don't birds. Know. It's all simulation anyhow, bro.
You got to think a year
from
now.
I'll tell you what's not real. Birds.
Doggone birds.
A year from now, it'll be like 75%, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to go back at
And it's
all.
Not no. necessarily that it's all wrong. There's plenty of it that's accurate. That's what I want to see. It's 57% AI generated. Okay. What percentage of it is accurate information that is being put out?
They got a radio station in Portland with an AI DJ.
They do.
I've never heard it, but...
Yeah.
Kind
of
weird.
I mean, the other thing is, too, is that some of it... Look, I'm guilty of it. We'll sit in my buddy's garage and make AI songs.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because you just put in the words and, like...
Oh, yeah.
You put in, like, keywords and style. You want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, pumps out a song. You're like, I kind of like this song.
There's a lot of covers that are being done where they have certain artists sing other songs. You know, I showed you guys the cover that, you know, Freddie Mercury doing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. And he crushed it, but he didn't do it. AI just figured out how to put it together.
I would hope he crushed it, but I hope AI's not tone deaf.
Dude, it would have been beautiful. He could have done it. He did a fantastic job.
Right. Why don't you have Celine Dion sing We Will Rock You?
You know what? I would bet money that they did that. I guarantee you can get on there and find it.
I'd always be more interested to hear artists like her do heavier songs.
Oh, do her like Rain and Blood or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, to me, that's intriguing.
Is she doing Slayer?
Celine Dion covers Rain and Blood.
The Slayer.
Surprise!
The Slayer tour. Oh, God.
Celine Dion.
I told you it was worth coming to Vegas.
Lawmakers in California want to require... Lawmakers in California want to require technology in your car to warn you when you're speeding.
No. Warn me.
I think everybody... I mean, there is sometimes, like, you kind of... forget. But for the most part, I know when I'm speeding.
Right.
Most people know when they're speeding. My understanding is that they want to put the stuff in the cars, not to warn you, but to say, well, report.
Yes.
Like for insurance and all this.
Yes.
Like that's one of the things where they said, look, I can't remember which car manufacturer it is, but they're already like giving reports to your insurance company. But how many times you speed,
right.
If you run yellow or red lights, all this kind of
stuff.
I
want to talk to your car. Get out of the way.
Get out of the damn
you
way.
You got a screen on there? Yeah. I would say, get out of the way.
Right. And more to your point,
I'm
Ted,
speeding.
Most people do speed. You know, you go out there on any freeway, you're going to see most people speeding. The people that are speeding at quote-unquote dangerous levels know full well they're speeding and they don't care.
Right. They know.
Right. So they don't need the reminder. They know. You know, it's kind of like, you know, there's a little alarm that goes off if you don't have your seatbelt on. You know that you don't have your seatbelt on.
Yes. There's also a speedometer.
Right.
But eventually that gives up.
Yeah, sometimes. It will stop beeping.
Because trust me, I got one of those dads that gets in the car and he just sits there. Like, ding, 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 ding.
I'm like, seatbelt on.
Are you new to car travel? Ding, 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 ding. Oh, it'll stop in a minute. Ding, 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 ding.
Government can't tell me to protect myself.
I'm just like, dude, just put the damn seatbelt on.
Come on, man.
I'm with you.
Come on.
Drives me up a wall.
Right. Jesus. I mean, you're fine.
You're
fidgeting around with other stuff. Put the freaking, shut that thing up.
Right.
Then do what you need to do.
Also, right. Hey, car fidgety people, if somebody else is in the car with you, can we turn it on and get some AC going or something? Or get the heat going?
Car fidgety people?
Oh, I know some people, like, they get in the car and they're, you know, plugging stuff in. They're doing this. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Just turn the car on.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Right? Like Miles is saying, like, they're not putting the seatbelt on. The car's on. It's dinging. Like, stop. Like, get. I don't know about you guys.
Get off your phone.
Right. I get my car, turn it on, put on my seatbelt,
yes.
And then can move my phone.
Right. The face of Jesus has been spotted again, this time in the rock-hard abs of TV personality Spencer Matthews.
Oh. Did you see the picture?
Yes, I did.
It just cracked me.
I thought it was going to be a Burning Man.
No. Did you see that, Miles? Did you see this picture?
Jesus abs.
Yeah, Jesus abs.
Jesus' face shows up in this guy's
it's
abs.
It's not inaccurate. Hang on here. Let's see if I can find the photo here.
You got to look for it. You got like, there's Jesus.
I'm saying. Is this like Charlie Whitehurst Jesus or which one?
I mean,
Mike Piazza?
It was close. Doggone it, I can't pull it up fast enough. Where are you at? Come on, show me Jesus' face. There it is.
Ah,
right.
Like, all right. You got to reach for it.
Like, his belly button is his mouth.
Oh, shut up.
He's got...
Oh no, you want that to be Jesus.
Yes. Miles is exactly
if
right.
If you want that to be Jesus, make it Jesus.
Right.
Whatever makes you happy to look at a guy's chiseled abs.
Stare at my abs long enough, you might be
normally this would be a sin, but not now.
Yeah, I saw Jesus in Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Yeah, that's why I stare at him.
Right. Jesus.
Oh no. I mean, I'm like, come on, that guy's just got ripped ass.
Read a thing where they
I think I've seen God. No, honey, he's just in better shape than I am.
How are you guys fit for storage space in your homes? You guys got enough storage space?
Horrible.
You need a little bit more?
I need more.
You need more storage space.
We can organize it better, but we got plenty.
And you know what? There's a handful of issues that people run into when it comes to their home storage.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 inconvenient storage mishaps. You've got one. I've got one. Nope. Not that ingrown hair next to your pleasure palace. It's the proverbial catch-all, the junk drawer. And you look at it and dig through it, knowing that stupid plastic letter opener you got at a county fair in 2012 is still in there. But so are those extra screws from that bookcase you put together. And a condom. And you expired in 2017. Let's say we roll the dice and take this thing out for a drive, shall we?
Yeah. You put the condom in the junk drawer?
Well, drawer. It's right there. I don't know what's in your junk drawer.
That's my call, actually.
Get the flashlight. That's not a flashlight, kid.
Right. Oh,
so close. It doesn't work. Oh, it works.
Like, I have condoms, like, right at my coffee table. If you open the right side, some people open it and they go, why is there condoms in here? It's like, have you never had sex on a couch?
Right, in case you're on the couch. The drunk drawer, you're right, though. You know, getting frisky in the kitchen or something like that?
Yeah, to me, wherever you keep condoms, good for you.
Right. Well done. Congratulations.
Technically, I have some in my liquor cabinet, but I don't know why I put them in there.
I think it's only weird if you keep them in a drop suit.
If you put the little hole in the top, you can apply frosting.
Oh, no.
Mom, what are you doing? It's birthday cake on the fly.
So this top 10 here came from a study that did study Americans' habits when it comes to their storage spaces, and basically everybody has a room that they designate as unsalvageable. It's just that's the clutter room. That's where all this stuff is going. Yep. And so these are some inconvenient storage mishaps that they had from that study. At the bottom of the list, somebody said, I once stored food on a low shelf and my dog ate it. We actually had that happen when I had my labs when I was living at home. We didn't have a crate that we kept the food in. We just had the bag in there, right?
Yeah.
And when my youngest dog, Angel, was a puppy, she would just come waddling into the living room at one point, and she was bloated to the gills. She was a thin dog, and she was just bloated to the gills. And we figured out that she had found where her food was at, and she would just gorge herself until she was fat as hell.
Jesus.
Yeah. Mm. That's all.
You ever go to a dog store where they have, like, the pizzle sticks and the bigger chew toys? But they're in baskets, and they're, you know, right on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, when you walk in there with two beagles, you almost become like a Roman chariot.
Right.
Like, one going this way, one going that way. Yeah. One, like, dragging you across the floor and trying to keep them out of those baskets. Man, it's a battle.
It's a fight. It's a battle. Putting stuff in cupboards over the fridge that I cannot reach.
Not a problem I have, but my wife, every once in a while.
Can you get the blah, blah, blah? Mm-hmm.
Like, why did you put it up there?
That's also what I designated the liquor cabinet in my house.
Same.
Yeah. Right?
Same.
I mean, I don't know what else you could. I guess you could put pans up there, but it just seems natural.
I designate that as you can't find it.
Okay, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Whatever you're not going to use.
I don't want you to know this is here.
Oh, gotcha. Right. That's where the sugar's at.
Yeah, like Chips Ahoy cookies.
Exactly. Ted, I'm right there with you. That's where my liquor cabinet's at. I have my regulars at the front that I can just barely reach, but then everything in the back, that's the fancy stuff that nobody gets to know about. More to your point there, Miles.
Yeah.
Worth saving.
You're exactly right. I literally did it last night. I have like a very nice bottle of rye in there, and I was like, yeah, I get a bottle of Jameson and just cover up that rye.
There you go.
Oh, football season's coming up.
Boys come over. Get ready.
Hey, what a shot? Sure, get the JMO.
Hey, we're breaking out the rye, buddy. Right. What do you have this for? Let's get this drink out.
Do you have a step stool? Nope.
I'll just use this chair.
Yeah, I think I have one cousin that couldn't reach my liquor cabinet.
Nice.
Sorry, Tim.
Inconvenient storage mishaps. Putting things in the wrong areas and don't remember where I placed it and can't find it.
Not so much anymore. It used to be a problem, not now. Now I'm very anal about just putting it back in the same place.
Right. And you know, I'm going through this right now. There are certain things that don't, quote unquote, have a place. You know, your plates are going to go in the kitchen. Your linens are going to go in the closet or the bathroom. Your bedroom stuff is going to go in the bedroom. Then there's that other ambiguous stuff that just floats about your house. And so you kind of have to remember the general location of where you put the stuff.
Batteries.
Batteries, exactly.
Stuff like that.
Light bulbs. Yeah, battery. We finally, after like 10 years, have a designated place for batteries. Because with the kids, they always need batteries.
Sure.
Clearly, from all their sex toys or their video games. But either way, I'm like, all right, we got...
Because it's not a flashlight.
And the kitchen I'm in now is a little bit bigger, so I literally have a drawer that's just cords.
There you go.
Like flashlight, scissors, and batteries.
Oh.
And the little air fresheners.
Oh, there you go. Good call.
There's also a special hiding spot for good stuff, like that you need, like passports.
Yes.
Yep.
There should be.
Other things.
Right.
Kind of a different level of junk.
Stored Christmas items in our storage building that melted during the summer heat.
Oh, damn.
I don't know what stuff that you have that melts with Christmas stuff, but...
Seems like a fire hazard.
It does, doesn't it?
Just for that time, fireplaces and all that. Maybe don't buy melty stuff.
It got hot in our shed over this last summer, but I don't know anything that we have in there that's melting down. Maybe a little bit deformed. I mean, it might have warped a little
bit, but
it's not going to melt.
Okay.
Stored things in the basement, and it flooded.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't have that problem anymore.
But used
anymore.
To. Used to.
Yeah. I did have it. There was one instance in an old place that I lived where there was a little bit of flooding that happened. Didn't really ruin anything, so that was good. But I'm always worried about that when I'm in a new place. Like, can I put stuff in this basement? We okay?
Yeah. If you can elevate it, do, man. Even just put everything on, like, milk crates or something.
Exactly. Just a little bit off the ground.
Yep.
Take a pallet off your local street.
Oh. They're everywhere.
Inconvenient storage mishaps. Storing my Christmas decorations in the attic and then being unable to get them due to fear of heights.
Oh. I say it every year. That's probably the most organized thing in my house.
Is your Christmas
stuff? My Christmas box.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine, I mean, they're sitting out in the garage. I know where they are. It's getting close, you know.
Sure.
Next 12 weeks or so, my wife will ask me to go to the garage to get all this crap that I don't want.
My kids are Jewish. I don't have to.
Well, and the problem is that the Christmas stuff is never in that room over there. It's upstairs. It's downstairs. Stairs are involved.
But it's never convenient.
Stuff.
No. Never
convenient. And it's heavy. It's giant-ass totes full of stuff that's falling apart, and you'd rather just throw the dumb stuff away, because you're going to go to the store and get some more crap anyway.
I want to spend a half hour untangling lights.
Oh, my God.
It's not my idea of a good night.
Don't put that there. It doesn't go
there. Why doesn't this work now?
Why would you put that over there? It doesn't fit there at all.
I do like it when it's all set up and done, though.
Yeah, me too.
When you look at it, it's just, you know, it's a half a day.
Well, I like being in Mexico, but I hate traveling there.
Yeah, exactly.
To me, it's kind of the same thing. Like, the end result, cool.
Good call, Steve.
Yeah, but you just come home and, like, two trees are up.
Well, my wife does all that crap. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just have to get it.
Yeah.
Very sitcom reminiscent, this person says. Opened up the hall closet and everything fell out on me. I haven't had that happen. No. I have had it happen where I've, like, opened the fridge and something unsettled and then it fell out on me. I do, man, when I'm getting stuff out of shelves, though, I have an uncanny ability to knock everything out on my way out. Like, if I'm getting a spice out of the rack, I'll knock three or four spices out on the way out. It's like, I thought I was being careful with this.
Oh, my wife just tore me a new one about the spice drawer. I did not realize that she had it, quote unquote, organized. Well, and of course, for the last few months as I'm cooking, you know, I just grab what I need, toss it back in there. Yesterday, she's like, oh, my God. So she pulled everything back out.
But you leave the drawer open.
Right.
She goes, I had this organized. I'm like, I believe you, but generally when something is organized, you can look and tell.
Is it alphabetical?
Dude, I don't know.
Right. By color?
All I know is that I did something wrong. It's like her scissors. Like, look. Right. I'll just ask you to grab the spices I need.
That's part of the fun of the spice area, though. Yes. I was just kind of hunting through, like, all right, where's the spice? Oh, coriander. I didn't know we had
that. Use a little
exactly.
of that.
Right.
Come That's on. How I cook.
Inconvenient storage mishaps. When my kitchen was redone, the cabinets were designed to be all rounded. Turned out to be a full nightmare for storing anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't round anything in the kitchen.
No.
Yeah, I've had one of those in a place before. I thought it sucked.
Yeah, like it looks cool until you try to use it.
Right. And so your rounded cabinets are also going to lead to rounded countertops.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks for trying to cook, too. You need a flat, even surface. The number of times... Some don't let your over-creativity mess with what you got going on. There's a good flow there.
Start being very utilitarian, and then just make that look pretty.
Right.
But there's a reason. Utilitarian works, man.
Exactly. You can make anything look good. You can put lipstick on a pig, and it'll be the best looking pig that you ever found.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I've gotten lucky with some chick, right. And the next morning, no makeup on. You're like, Jesus.
Right, but at least that picture.
Utilitarian.
That's a whole. And then the top inconvenient storage mishap from the respondents of this particular survey says when the overflow area started to overflow from that room into the dining room, and the next thing you know, you can't find the table. I feel like every house has some sort of a catch-all table, and it tends to be the dining room.
Yeah, because Pete, nobody uses it.
No.
Well, no, we use our dining room all the time, just not to eat. That's where the kids do homework. Yeah. You know, right. Bills are paid, all that kind of, like, it's not that the table does not serve a purpose. We just need to stop calling it a dining room table.
Exactly.
As opposed to, like, the family desk.
Right. And it just, it starts with, like, laundry, and then it turns, you know, oh, I got
mail.
Right, I got this mail, I got this package off the deal. Here's a couple things that we bought at the store, you know, not necessarily groceries, but
any unopened Amazon package finds its way to the...
Yes.
Maybe we just call it our Amazon table. Would you like to sit down and eat at the Amazon table?
That's right. Mm-hmm. A Florida criminal was caught after an attempted robbery and kidnapping for the dumbest of reasons, Miles.
What was that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.